yo, this Wave Jones, you know what I'm saying? I know I've been away for a minute, but, you know, due to the fact of we lost the brother, you know what I mean? DJ Ruckus, Rebel Radio 716, I kind of took a hiatus, you know what I mean? And, you know, just trying to get things back in order, but shit, we back like we never left. So if y'all motherfuckers fuck with me like I fuck with y'all, man, tune in, love, like, share, comment, you know what I'm saying? And as always, you know what I mean? I appreciate y'all, you know what I mean, for helping me get this far and going up. So, you know what I mean? You know what time it is. It's go time. And rest in peace to everybody we lost in 2020.
Vision. Okay, let's go. Feeling like them barely have vibes. Passing by the bridge, Louis on my left side. Listening to loud dukes as them shots fly. It was a mighty long ride, but I'm glad that we survived. With pool jets, with good juice, where really nothing but can lose steps. Several units, he up to something. Every person that we meet, leave with my CD on repeat. Man, that's the code to the game. They steady looking for the cheat. Don't exist, you could wait a whole decade in a day. Hit me in the same place, don't care what anybody say. Cause I've been on my grind, boy, I grew up in this game. Ocarina of time, I'm the link up to the snag. Look, I hate when niggas act like they know me. Don't speak up on my past if you weren't there with the old me. If I ain't call your mother moms and you wasn't my homie, don't say my name, you lame, if you ain't know me, ashy and bony. Nah, no chick right now, they think that I'm lonely. Like it ain't by choice, like I ain't got a decade of 40. Just trying to get more G's while y'all pray for orgies. That's why we don't vibe, all of that small talk bummy.
Yeah. Once again, it's on. It's go time. It's your boy Wave Jones at the Round Table, the Round Motherfucking Table Podcast. Sitting in the building with a very special guest. I'm in the building with G-Premacy.
Yeah. What's up? G-Premacy, Troy, New York, Buffalo, New York. Stand up.
You know what it is. It's go time.
Cheer.
Yeah. Once again, it's on.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
It's go time in this motherfucker, you know how we do, huh?
All day, all night, we trying to get this thing popping.
Hey, get this thing popping.
Tell us your story, we might tell you one back.
Motherfucker know how to act.
Hey, when they get on the podcast, you know shit go around.
It's going down at the round table. The round table. Boom. Hey, we at the round motherfucking table. Hey. Yeah. And it's go time, bitch.
6 degrees of separation. Man crazy. Coley made me come home. Link with Wavy. The round table. It's go time.
Get it.
Listeners, pay attention. It's go time.
We at the round table.
It's go time.
I don't think they really know.
It's go time.
We about to do it fucking big.
And go live.
Sit down and chill
because it's go time.
Sit back with Wavy Jones and go live. We at the round table, it's time to go live.
Go live.
Think they really know it's really go time.
I don't think they know.
I don't think they really know it's really go time.
Let's get it.
Sit back, relax, it's go time.
It's go time.
I don't think they really know it's go time.
It's go time.
Sit back with Wavy Jones and go live.
Yeah.
Sit down and chill
because it's go time.
Let's get it.
Yeah. Once again, it's on. It's go time. It's your boy, Wave Jones, the Round Table, the Round Motherfucking Table Podcast. Sitting in the building with a very special guest. Like I said, we in the building with G-Premacy.
You know what it is. G-Premacy, Buffalo, New York, Troy, New York, stand up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, real quick around the table, we got my brother from 4B Low, you know what I mean? The R&B genius, the, you know what I mean? The guy rap MC, you know what I mean? Besides, we talk about motherfucking, you know what I mean? Rakim, but... He the guy MC over here, you know what I'm saying? My brother Genesis, you know what I mean? 4 B-Lo.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? Shout out to Yam, man. I see you in Minnesota, bro.
Oh, man. Much love, much love. Safe travels, bro. You know what I mean? Also in the building, like I said, my brother Piffy Trayum's in the building.
Salute, salute, salute. Yes, shout out Wave the Round Table, you heard?
Yes, sir. And you got some new shit going on, too, real quick. Talk about that.
Definitely.
Talk about that real quick.
We're going to line something up, Wave. You know, we're going to talk about it the right way, man.
Okay. But you want to shout it out so people get tuned with it?
You already know, man. You can follow your boy on Instagram, Piffy_Trayums. We go live about every 2 weeks. I'm about to take a time off to enjoy the holiday with the family and all that, but we'll be right back to it. Politicking with Piff is on the way.
Oh, man. And without further ado, the lady of the hour right now, you know what I'm saying? We got 716 on 716 Uncut host.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Queen Beauty, Beautiful Productions in the building. You know what I'm saying? Stand up. Salute.
I need the round table podcast. Everybody in the building working tonight. Yeah. Y'all already know what it is, man. Mad love to the city. Man, hold your head. Do everything you're going through and keep pushing, man. 716, we on the map, baby. Undeniable.
No doubt. So, to start this shit off the right way, you know what I mean? Like how I do. G-Premacy, yeah, I mean, let the people know something about you that, you know, the world might not know, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, shit, the world might not know I'm back. We're going to start with that. I moved out to Denver in 2015. I mean, went out there for music, and I was there for about 7 months, won Colorado Artist of the Year. Left. I was there for another, like, 3 months. My best friend / pro MMA fighter, he tried to murder me with a kitchen knife. He had a bad acid trip. Wild out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Nah, that was wild. I mean, keeping it low key, I'm saying, but nah, he just had some shit going on. Literally, it is what it is. We grew up fighting together. You know what I mean? Like, he started Taekwondo when he was like 4, started karate when I was 4. So, I mean, like, boxing 16, wrestling 17, you know what I'm saying, back and forth. And, He kept fighting. He was fighting. I ran track at UB.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I couldn't keep going like that. They said it was going to take my scholarship and all that. So I was like, oh, yeah, that's cool. So he kept doing his thing. He moved to Denver. He was out there for, I don't know, probably a year. Then, long story short, I randomly decided I was down in Florida at my boy's wedding. And then I just changed my return flight. I was like, I'm going to go to Denver, head out that way. And, I mean, I went out, checked it out, started building, started sending out. I mean, emailing this dude, shooting little videos, networking with everybody, just grinding. And then literally 7 months later, it turned into that. And then that turned into that crazy-ass night. And I'm wilding out trying to get away from this nigga with a literal kitchen knife, bro. Oh, man, this nigga really got a kitchen knife.
That's crazy.
Stabbing through my door on some, like, scary movie shit. I was like, oh. But yeah, then I went on tour, ended up back in Buffalo, and just been grinding and building, you know what I mean?
Okay. So shit, let's start this motherfucker off the right way. Like I said, we at the round table, the round motherfucking table podcast. And I am Waverly Jones. We sitting in the building with G-Premacy. You know what I mean? So my bro, where was you born and raised?
Troy, New York.
So yeah. That's like a little bit up from Rochester, right?
It's like right next to Albany. It borders Albany.
Okay.
So it's upstate. I mean, but it's similar. I mean, it's similar, like, crime, cold, snow.
Oh, right.
You said
crime. That's a fact. I mean, anywhere in New York, you're going to get all the elements of what he just said. So, yeah. Hey, I mean, it's nothing different. But, yeah, so, but you know, like, what's the main thing out there in Troy? Because I don't think I've been in Troy. I probably went through Troy. But, like, what's the main thing out there or whatever?
Honestly, it ain't a lot. It's just drug dealing and Rochester Polytechnical Institute. And so you got an engineering school on top of the hill, and then all around the bottom base of the hill, the city is just like people shooting and selling drugs.
So basically, like another Jamestown type of shit, where it's a city, but ain't shit to do out there.
Right?
Like,
it really ain't. It's 50,000 people.
Oh damn!
I'm saying even Albany though, like Albany's low key ain't. Like
school, right?
Yeah, like it's the capital, so it got like all type of business shit going on. Yeah. Aside from that,
okay. So, you know what I mean? How old was you about when you, you know, you first start, like, okay, so let me ask you this question. How old was you about, or what was the, you know I mean, like, first, like, music that was being played around you, like your mom's, dad, or grandmom's, and so, like, you know, what was some of the music they was playing around you?
I was, like, I was, like, five, so, like, my grandmother, she lived on the other side of town, so I went over there on, like, weekdays when my mom was trying to go do something at night, I mean, drop me off and shit, but she was, like, real gospel, like, she was real Christian woman, so, like, we would go to church and shit on Sundays, and gospel music all Sunday, but during the week, she ain't even really play, like, she played a little bit of Marvin Gaye, a little bit of Al Green, mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm. You know what I mean? But aside from that, well, my music exposure was, like, my older brother, okay. I mean, he's 7 years older, so he played a lot of Busta Rhymes, and like so that was my first introduction to rap, period.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that was like, that's all I thought rap was Busta Rhymes. I like this rap shit. But yeah, so I heard a lot of that, and then, you know, you start to hear the Jay and what have you around like third or fourth grade, you know what I'm saying?
So what was that one album or CD, or, well, back then probably was your CD tape or whatever, you know what I mean, that you listened to that was like that Bible, that one that you had to, you know what I mean, that you know by heart?
Shit, for real, I didn't have a one like that until like high school. It was Lloyd Banks' Hunger for More.
That's a fact.
Yeah, like that was my shit.
Man, front to back.
Yeah, man. Like the whole genre. I listen to a lot of Dipset, Juelz.
Oh,
I'm good. It looks.
Yeah, that's, man. Yeah, that was that Hunger for More, Jay, was definitely the truth. Definitely. I think that era of G-Unit, everybody's first album was fucking crazy, you know what I'm saying? From Boy Banks to Young Buck, Game, you know what I'm saying?
Like, everybody.
You mean? Like, yeah, everybody pretty much did they fucking thing on that shit. So, how old was you about when you, you know, jumped into it and start writing your, you know, writing songs and write raps?
For overall, I think I started rhyming words on paper probably on like seventh grade, something like that, sixth, seventh grade. Not really doing nothing beyond that. And then probably when I got into high school, like junior year, I started like actually trying to record a little bit. But it was really just like, all right, I'm going to make this word rhyme with this word. And then it turned to, all right, now I'm going to make this word rhyme with this word and make it make sense. And then it turned this word rhyme with this word, make it make sense. And give it some style. What the fuck? I'm reading off the paper. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn. So, and then it just kind of kept evolving from there. But that was all over the course of, like I said, between, like, junior year of high school and, like, sophomore year of college. Mm. Was kind of really developing that. Mm. And then I kind of stayed in one little pocket from there until, like, 2012 probably. Mm. You know what I mean? And it was like, it was still kind of just finding my way, really kind of finding my sound and what have you. And like, now I knew how to rap, but I didn't know which way to do it. So I was just trying all type of different shit.
Mm-hmm. You gotta discover yourself with the music, you know. You try to jump in and think, oh, I'm gonna rap like Nas, or like you say, like Busta Rhymes or something, but it don't work out like that. It don't fucking work out like that at all.
That's a whole fact.
You really gotta build yourself, you know what I mean? Like, and it's funny because I like look at some of these rappers and shit that's coming up, and they be rapping about shit that they don't have, like Bugattis and shit like that. Like, bro, you don't even got a fucking car, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
You got a bus pass and shit, so, but you rapping about Bugattis and bullshit, like, yeah, you know
don't
mean?
Be making no damn sense.
Or you fucking L7 and you talking about shooting and killing everybody. You know what I mean? Your whole song is a murder scene. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You're fucked. You know what I mean? But so that's dope. So. You know what I mean? When was the first time that you actually got in the booth and, you know what I mean, laid some shit down?
We can call it a booth. 06. Mm-hmm. 06 was at my college. They had this little joint down in like the music production suite and like the basement. And my one homie, my manager now actually, Chu, he had a class down there with some other cat who was a producer and shit. Went down there and he's like, yeah, we got this class, blah, blah, blah. And yo, that track, people say they fuck with it, but that shit was trash, bro. That joint was trash. I ain't gonna hold you, but it was the first thing of like somewhat decent quality that wasn't recorded on like a USB like some Skype microphone type shit. You know what I'm saying? So like, so that was that, and then like sophomore year, I bought my own setup and started learning from there. You know what I'm saying? So that was, so I've been recording for 12 years now. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. That's where it's at. Yeah, I think me, of course, I started off with the fucking bullshit mic. We started off with the headphones. The joint that got the one ear, you know, sponges on the joints.
Right.
We started off and it was terrible, but you know what I'm saying? You gotta start somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, when was the first time that you hit the stage and you performed in front of, you know, whether
First performance was 2008. It was at UB. It was the hip hop essay, Hip Hop Across the Globe, third annual, whatever. Boy, so
nervous.
I was out there by myself. I wasn't like nervous going in because like I knew, but I would like to think going in, I'm like, I ain't gonna forget. And I am saying I, but I never did it before. So it's like I just don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like for end of the day, it's like you don't know until you do it. So I deadass, I went and took that pen, wrote that first line. I had three verses too. Wrote that first line of each verse across the middle of my goddamn hand. went out there. I was dancing like this. The beat came on. I was like, okay, hold on, I know it. Wait for the drop. Cause you get ready. You got time with the intro or the chorus. You be waiting for that first word. You're like, okay, I got the word. And then you could just go. So did that. Second verse came on or the second chorus, and like it was some singing nigga. It was like a neo type nigga in the background type shit already on the beat. You know what I'm saying? You know how niggas
do. Yeah.
So I'm sitting there trying to show off my abs and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't know what the fuck to do with it. You know what I'm saying?
A diversion.
For real. I'm like, shit, boy, I was not moving at all. But yeah, that was like my first show, and then that grew onto like Broadway shows and shit, and like the, you know, the typical circle, waiting room and all that shit.
Man, that's fucking genius though. I don't know nobody that ever wrote the lyrics for me. Hey,
so did you read it though?
I didn't have to. The second one, I was sitting there. I had the time. I was thinking about it. I was like, oh no, I know it. Okay, cool. Now we good. But I had it there. I was all ready to be like, yeah, right. Yeah, going.
No doubt.
Right, I'd be like this.
Oh man, cause you know that's funny. You ever go on YouTube and watch, professional performers fuck up? Mm-hmm. Oh man. What's the one chick name? Not Christina Aguilera. It's one of them. One Britney of them. Spears? Something like Britney fucked up a lot too.
Yeah,
she
right.
Fucked up a lot too. But he was a couple of joints. Jay had one on there too. He fucked up. Yeah, he had to bring it back. Like bring it back. Shit, I was at T.I. concert here in Buffalo. Matter of fact, it was at UB. It was like the summer. I think it was T.I. and Schoolboy Q. The one joint came on. Why you want to go and do that? That joint. He forgot the whole fucking second verse. Sick. Like, he fucked it up.
I seen some shit at the Spring Fest, actually, or Fall Fest my freshman year. It was Khalees. And boy, she went up. She acted like she ain't seen a stage in 7 years. She was up there. She was like, "My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and like it's better than you. Damn right, it's better than y'all. Can I get some water? Somebody give me some water." I was like, "Yo, she was struggling.
Yeah, too many exes.
Struggling."
She was too excited when she came out there, and I saw her.
Once.
Hell yeah,
that happens too. You know what I mean?
I saw her.
So, what was one of the times that, you know what I mean, you had a bad performance? We all have those.
Shit.
You feel that you had a bad.
No, I feel you. I had a lot of like random. I had a lot of weird shit like on the road and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like weird ass. I could call something weird before I call it bad, but
okay.
Actually, all right. So I had this one joint, and this wasn't even a bad performance. It was just an off moment. Niggas was we was at the waiting room and we was performing with Tory Lanez, and this was like 2014, I think. We up there, and I'm going. It's like 3/4 of the way through the set. They feeling it, like hey, rocking. I got one of my homies up, and he rapping right now. My verse come on, I'm stepped back in the corner, I'm spitting. then I go, yeah, I'm just signaling hands up. I ain't really saying hands up. Mm-hmm. I'm in the middle of my shit. Yeah, blah, 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 jumping around the country, just trying. And then I just go. I just jump. Shit. All my glory. I was a high jumper at UB. Okay, that's what all my glory. Say. I said.
Like,
I said, I fell a couple hands. I kept going down. I kept going down. I fell some more hands. I fell a little support. I didn't hit the ground.
Damn.
I seen kneecaps. Oh. I seen some kneecaps, but I didn't hit the ground.
You got caught with the mirror, but they
picked me back up. But no, that shit was almost ugly.
Them niggas had to deadlift you, bro.
Yeah.
Right. They probably was bad at you after that.
Right. Right.
Yo, man. Nah, man. But you could be bad, nigga, because you ain't. You know what I mean? But that big.
Yeah. Right. Right.
I was listening to.
I was a little bit bigger. I was like 210 at the time, 215. But I still wasn't like.
You ever heard of the Cat Palms?
Yeah.
Rod Taylor. Yeah. I was listening to one of his interviews, and he said he be fucking crowd diving. I said, oh my God, this motherfucker is gonna kill somebody.
Right. Fact.
Somebody's gonna die, but
they sound the Piles, though, real talk, man. Salute.
Yeah.
But man, that's funny. What's one of the best performance nights you've had?
Shit. Probably the Team Backpack joint in Brooklyn. 2016. It was right after tour. We had just come back off tour, and then came down there, and it was like all these spitters. If y'all know who Team Backpack is, they kind of dissolved now. They went to World Underground or some shit, and what have you. It was just a whole bunch of just nasty ass spitters, just like spitters.
Wasn't
Joel Ortiz was on that?
Wasn't Stally a part of them? I'm not sure. Nah.
Nah, but they got like, they was like 1.5 million deep on Facebook, like community wise. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it was a big following, but it was probably like 20-ish rappers. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But everyone that they brought on there that I saw, like, growing up was just spitting. Like, I was like, yo, this nigga nice. Yo, this nigga nasty. Damn, this nigga got bars. You know what I'm saying? All of them. Mm. So, when I got my invite, I was like, and can't nobody tell me shit, nigga. I'm nice, nigga. Can't nobody tell me shit. I was like, you want me up here with these niggas? But it was like, Psy Hi to Prince was there that night. Fred the Godson, RIP. Ghostface, Cassidy.
Salute the Ghost.
Token, a couple other niggas. But it was just a dope ass night. There was a couple thousand people out there, you know what I'm saying? So
you got to do their thing.
Yeah, it was like you had to like audition. Okay. Like, so it was like a video joint, and then they picked however many people from around the country to come in.
That's what's up. That's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah, so I was living in Denver at the time, actually, when I got it, but then I had just left, and so I was living in Buffalo, drove down, and actually that weekend, y'all know Fro? Mm-hmm. Afro? Uh-huh. He's from the West Coast. He like already a rugged man's like apprentice, like up and coming, but he's nasty. Like, he got millions of views himself and shit, but he just goes. He's like, nah, I don't mess up. He's a young kid. He's like early 20s, like,
okay.
But he's just he just love hip hop, like hip hop. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But he just raps about that. You know what I mean? But he just and he be spitting. But that's his. But you be listening like, damn, man, this nigga making all the sense in the world too. Like,
yeah, you know what I mean? Did that ever that fuck with you as an MC? You know what I mean? When you get on the track with somebody, you be love like, okay, you know what? I'm either going sink or swim and shit, you know what I mean? I can't let this motherfucker intimidate, because I know he got bars and shit.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? Probably not since I started writing my last project, pretty much, my, like, that kind of went out the window. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I was like, there's, don't get me wrong, like, obviously it's niggas, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I got, I can't get like all into the details, but I got some niggas on my project. This new one that's gonna come out this fall, and it's just like a level. It's a level up to the next level up, which I'm expecting to have a Busta Rhymes, a King Los, you know what I'm saying, type.
Yeah, on it. Yeah, it's gonna happen. You speaking to fruition, it'll come.
No, that's what I'm saying.
So, man, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We at the round motherfucking table podcast, sitting in the building with G-Premacy, you know what I'm saying? My bro, Genesis, Piffy Trilliums, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Queen Beauty, Beautiful Productions in the building, you know what I'm saying? And you know what time it is. It's goat time.
I got the pen, so I got the key, and they think that I need them to get my ass in. Don't come over talking all crazy without at least two of your friends. You know how that go, you been made aware of that I need him to get my ass in. Don't come over talking all crazy without at least two of your friends. You know how that go, you been made aware of the way of the sin. Don't gotta pretend, don't give a damn about a sin. I've been the one, they used to hate, now they look dumb. Meet up, they play, don't leave them none. Used to feel bad, now I feel numb. Never mistake, where I come from, Troy be the place, where it begun. Running my race, filling my lungs, they're running in place, I'm running from guns. They always want a handout, not now. Getting ass even more, cause I'm hot now. But they used to sleep, so I only buy them cops now. They really acting high, and I ain't seeing no pop round. Summertime pulling through the town with the top down. They checking on these hoes, but I know I got a lot now. They're looking for these hoes, but I'm never gonna stop now. My foot up on the gas, till I'm in the game pop now. We don't come through empty handed. Playing my cards like I'm Gambit. I knew this would work cause I planned it. I see them all looking like damn it. Deciding the deal's overrated. Niggas be thinking they made it. Hey, hey, all of their chains are gold plated. Homie, you should've just waited.
Oh, another one? Alright, what up? It's the Round Table Podcast. Round motherfucking table with C Saint. Let's go. It's go time.
Yeah. Once again, it's on. It's go time. It's your boy Wade Jones with the Round Table, the Round Motherfucking Table Podcast. Still in the building, you know what I mean, with G-Premacy, you know what I'm saying?
We out here.
Man, having a dope conversation, you know what I mean, dope discussions and shit, definitely. You know what I mean? So from that point on, you know, I know you talked about, a little bit about touring and shit. How did you even, how did that even come about? How did you manage to wig-wag on a tour, or, you know what I mean?
All right, so I had done like one or two shows, like, out of the town at the time, right? I did some joint up in Toronto, like a Hard Rock Cafe, some little music industry type joint. That was lit, you know what I'm saying? And then I did, 2012, I did a show with Mano down in Brooklyn. And that was my first, like, big show, you know what I'm saying? Like bigger show that I was up there. And it was in Brooklyn, so I went up there and I was like, shit, if I suck, I'm gonna find out tonight, nigga.
They gonna let you know.
So I went up and I remember my first song, I was rocking, and I was, hey, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, yo, they ain't boo, they rocking, you know what I'm saying? Okay. They vibing, and it was so like that was lit, you know what I mean? But so that was like my first time kind of out of town, and it was like I was met with love both times, so I just got this like feeling of like, yo, I gotta figure it out, I gotta get out there, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So fast forward like 2 years, I'm building a little network with my homies, Beats Anonymous, you know what I'm saying? And I got this show I put together, What's the 411 at Broadway Joe's, put together a lineup that I just find kind of on Facebook, yo, who got some rappers, blah, blah, blah. I'm just out of college, or still in college even. Yo, just who got some rappers, blah, blah, blah. So one dude, Chucky Campbell, pops up. It's like, yeah, da, 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 I'll do the show. I'm like, all right, cool. He brings some people. We start building. Fast forward another, like, year, maybe. And he's like, yo, gee, we've been building, blah, blah, blah. I got this opportunity. I put together this joint. You want to roll? It's like, hell yeah. You want to roll? Hell yeah. So, literally, what she was talking about earlier, like, speaking into existence and, I mean, and fruition is just, it's real as shit. So, I started up in Toronto, and then we rode down with Fresh Kills out of Toronto, rode down to Austin for South by Southwest, and like that was probably a 12-14 day trip, you know what I'm saying? But that was like, that was an experience. We hit Kentucky, which is Chucky's hometown, so that shit was lit. Arkansas, which was, that shit was different. I ain't gonna hold you. It was a Little Rock, Arkansas.
Nah,
was,
I bet you that shit was dude. He probably was fireworks all night long. Yeah.
Kentucky lit.
Like, nah, Kentucky was straight. Nah, because he a white dude from Kentucky, okay. But like all his friends was black. All his like best friends, I'm saying, but like he a professor of English, but he knows slang. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but type you would shit. Never so, think that's going on in Kentucky.
Like, yeah, right. No, nah, but it's pockets. It's pockets. I'm saying, like, Lexington got the hood, you know what I'm saying? But he's from Richmond. So it was cool, but good people down there in the right parts. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so Little Rock, and we went to, oh shit. We went to Houston, and we had a stop out there at this place called Super Happy Funland.
Japanese?
Bro. Oh,
that's about it. Nah, this shit, boy. We walked in and it was this big ass warehouse. It was like a 20-30 car garage that they converted or whatever. You walked in, and it was mad stuffed animals, just like pinned on the wall, like nailed on the wall. Stuffed animals, and like it had like a Jack in the Box type painting on it with like a plastic punch out. You know what I'm saying? Coming out. Shit. And some weird shit. Yeah. Couches everywhere. These niggas had like corn chip chili and shit. Talking about some, you can eat the chili if you want, blah, blah, blah. There's showers back there. Da, da, da. There's a fire pit in the back. It was using it as like a stop for niggas, an extra place on the way to South By. They was like, on your way down, stop here. We in Houston. You know what I'm saying? Blah, blah, blah. So if y'all need to crash and do it. We chill, man. We went up there. We rapped for like 6 motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Other touring people. They were selling tickets at $30 a ticket and shit. They had some other shit going on. Oh, it's like, what the fuck is going on? It was wild. bro, dead ass. My nigga, the sound engineer, this shit was a nightmare, bro. Yeah. This was a nightmare. The sound engineer, this nigga had the Bozo the Clown hair. Nigga walked around. He said the signal to let you know that you got one minute left or one song left is a hand puppet. It's like, walk in front of the stage like this. I said, nigga, just wave to him. Just wave to me. Just let me know. Don't walk in with the hand puppet. Yeah, this nigga, bro, he turning off boards, turning off sounds, trying to get mics right. And in the middle of my shit, nigga, and we jump in it, and he turned the music off. I said, okay, I guess we done with that song. Let's go on to the next one. So that was an experience.
Super happy fun.
That was the bad show.
Yeah, that was, but it gets worse because we left. we decided not to stay there that night.
Like, I wouldn't either. Shit, what the fuck?
Yeah, right. In hindsight, you like, nigga, obviously you ain't gonna stay there. Why the fuck would you stay there? Bro, we go, you know what, let's get a hotel. We hit a spot, ain't shit open. Some little motel joint, we pull up. Mind you, we pull up, it's like 11:30, 12 o'clock. They like, all right, yeah, we got some vacancies, blah, blah, blah. We got the one room ready right now. We'll clean another one and blah, 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 get ready to go. All right, cool. So we all go chill in the one room for a minute. Go over back. We go to chill back in the other room. We leave the band in the room, first room. We ain't think, like, nigga, it's midnight. Why y'all got to clean the room now? Nigga? It's a motherfucking motel. So we walk in, like, as though they bags now. My nigga Kills walk over to the bathroom. Chucky walk over to the bed. I'm sitting here putting my bag down, and the other homie turned on the TV. And bro, simultaneously, he turned on the TV. Kills is over there picking up a remote and looking at it all funny. And Chucky looking at the bed, looking like, come here, nigga, come here. Somebody look at this. So like Kills talking about, what's this glazy looking stuff on the remote? Oh. Nigga, we look at the TV. It's hardcore porn on the TV right now.
No. Just finished.
And you know you got to pay for that shit, bro. It's right now. Yeah, so it's shit on the bend. These niggas, we so sorry. We going to throw it out, blah, blah, blah. Fuck that.
Throw the bed out?
No, the comforter and shit. I was like, I'm going to take this pull out,
like that too in Cleveland. Shit, we did a show. We opened for Waka Flocka. Yeah, fucking... Yeah, I mean, we end up actually getting a little motel because something happened with the hotel situation we already had set up. So we got a little motel. And it was it was a whole motel. When I say we put it like 11:30 at night, we got the joint, right? So before we get the key and shit, then we like, fuck, we hungry. So before we go in the room, we're going to go grab some food. So we run to the fucking Checkers right down the street. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean, get some food. She's the lady out there, she see the New York place and shit. Some older black lady. She's like, oh, y'all in town? We out, you know, what y'all doing? This and third. Right. Like, yeah, we up here for a show and shit, you know what I'm saying? We got the little, you know, motel down the street. She was like, where? It's like, oh, y'all be safe over there. It's dangerous over there. Y'all going into some shit right now. So, we pulled back up. I mean, the minute we pulled up, bro, it was like 5 of us and shit. Every light in that motherfucker came on.
Damn.
All you see is shit.
Come on.
Pulling the curtains back. Naked behind the curtains and shit. Come I promise on. You. So we like, what the
that
fuck?
That nigga's in
the brothel. Yo, for real. Boom. We getting, you know, shit out the trunk. As we getting the shit out the trunk, car pull up. And it's a nigga and a chick. The chick hop out the joint. She got a brown paper bag and shit. She like, yo, one of y'all got a lighter? Like, yeah, whatever and shit. So she like a little black. She's like, yeah, what's up with y'all? What y'all about to get into? Like, you know, we just got finished doing the show. Hey. You know, we about to chill out. She's like, oh, I was about to go upstairs and just play. She pulled up the biggest fucking dildo.
Come on.
Out of the bag. ever.
Boy.
Like, I was just like,
what the fuck is homie doing though?
He pulling off. That's the bad nigga.
Oh, yeah.
She working.
She working.
This shit working. Yeah. Like, hold on, mama. We good. And so now the story gets worse. Now we get into the motherfucking hotel room. Like you said, the fuck is just looking around and shit like, man, what the fuck is going on here? It's blood splats on the bed, blood splats here, on the dresser, on the floor. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this? A murder scene? How the fuck got killed? Boy, in the bathroom, his hair all on the sink and shit. I'm like, oh, nigga, I'm just too tired to drive, nigga. I fucking nigga slept. Clothes on and shit. Yo, Spade put the two chairs together like this. We sitting there, motherfucker, like, man, fuck this, man. That shit was bad, bro. But you know, that's the on the road shit that you get. You know what I'm saying? The on the road story. Oh, no, we did. Because niggas flipped the mattress over and, like, nigga, I slept on the one end of the mattress. Neff slept on the fire end. And then, what's the name, ass and shit? Fucking slept on the box spring and shit. Like, yo, it was just filthy, bro. We just spread out in that bitch. Like, fuck, man. Yeah, that shit's crazy. But that's, like I said, that's the road trip life and shit that you get. You never, it's never really pleasant unless you made it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? With that being said, you know what I mean? Like, you got this new project coming out. you got the title for it? Oh, so you get the car. I should put this in. Just buzz that for me. Just hit the side button. No, just hit the side button. Yeah. Yeah, you got a title for that yet?
Yeah, it's called The Transition.
The Transition.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. So before The Transition, you know what I mean? What were some of the projects or you know, how many projects did you come out with?
I got two albums out now, a couple of mixtapes and shit, but got The Move, which was about my move from Buffalo to Denver. Got The Resurgence, which was the first I'm back after I took like two and a half years quiet, just kind of putting out little here and there, you know what I'm saying? Next project. And now we got The Transition as I take my 8, 10, 12 years of underground and transition into the mainstream, the commercial, you know what I'm saying?
So, labels looking at you, and so you ain't got, you know, put it out there, but any labels, you know, major labels looking at you?
So, we did a they have stick out of my stick out my head face. So we had a last August we had signed a distribution deal with EQ Distro.
Okay.
They were the independent distributors for Roc Nation. I think like December-ish, probably they had, I don't know what the hell happened. Something happened between them and they had a little falling out. Everything kind of dissolved. So now, literally last week, we put out the GOAT video, and that's doing really well. That's off the new project. See, I can find a video on YouTube. Actually, we're going to play a little clip of it, I think,
at some point
tonight. But we put that out, and that, but just by ourselves. And it started doing really well. And beyond that, we just went down to New York last week and met with some people, and we ended up signing a new management deal.
Okay.
So yeah, so congrats. Appreciate you.
Man, because you know you living the dream. You living the dream that some of these rappers wish to live. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or want to, you know, get to those points and achieve and shit. Like you were saying, you know, once you got, you know, on the with Team Backpack Circuit, you know what I mean? Motherfuckers couldn't really tell you nothing and shit. That's how I kind of felt when, you know what I mean? For a minute, I'm in a four-man group. I'm a solo artist, but I'm in a four-man group in a sense. Presidential Suite. Shout-outs to my brothers, Macamillion, a.k.a. Neff Dollars, you know what I'm saying? Spade Hustle, a.k.a. Trap Littles, or GC, the Golden Child, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But before, you know, you run against three other motherfuckers, so you gotta compete. I ain't thinking about everybody outside these doors. I'm thinking about these three motherfuckers right here. So,
right,
you know, for a long time I got you the Sheik Lucha of the group. So I had to step my virus up, you know what I'm saying? So just long story short, you know what I mean, I ran into Ghostface at the airport and I was kicking with him. I'm like, yo, you know, got out this. And after a minute I was like, you know, fuck it, I'm gonna just tell him my rap. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure you know everybody rap, but fuck it, I'm just telling. So he checked out some of my shit. He was like, yo, really impressed with the shit. So from that point on, I'm like, fuck what everybody else telling me, right. Nigga. This the go right here.
Right, facts.
You know what I mean? One of my favorite MCs of all time. You telling me I'm fire? Oh, I don't even.
Facts.
I don't want your number. I don't ask for nothing else. Thank you. That's all I needed to hear. You know what I'm saying? So big ups, man. Every time, man. Big ups to Ghost, man. That was a definitely dope experience and moment in my life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, they cool.
What was one of them times for you? You know what I'm saying? With you ran into maybe somebody you kind of idolized, or you know what I mean?
Shit, let me see. You probably gotta go. Shit, honestly, it's mostly it wasn't so much. It wasn't even so much like the bigger cats that I met, because like a lot of people, like when you meet niggas. Like I didn't know how I was gonna feel again, just like the first time type shit. But you go and like the shit with Maino, like we was up there and you like, yo, what's up, bro? Yeah, just a shout out for me. It's G Premacy, Maino, blah blah blah. And I was just like, yeah, chilling, blah blah blah. Like, I think I'm supposed to be here, nigga. I wasn't supposed to be there like that, nigga. But I felt like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I'm saying, so like I was like, nigga, there's a reason I'm in the room and my friends ain't type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, so it was that type of shit. So. It was like when the homies from back home, back in Troy, when I started getting messages from the niggas that I knew was hating, like for a fact type shit, and then it went from hate to just silence to support. You know what I'm saying?
That's the transition.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we all come across that at one point in time, because I feel the same way. You know, people try to turn me and Piff against each other and shit. Doing a similar thing. And it's like, come on, man. Like,
yeah.
I'm not at war with anybody. I'd sit down and tell anybody the recipe, but shit, I mean, not the recipe. I'll tell you that, you know, how to make the meal, but you got to find the recipe of it yourself. You know what I mean? You got to find your own secret sauce. But yeah, that's dope and shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, with this upcoming project, the transition, you know what I mean? How many tracks is on there?
Ah, shit, we still working it out, but it's gonna be somewhere between 12 and 15.
Oh, okay, so it's not complete yet.
No, because we still waiting for a couple features to come back, and then
like me,
and I gotta cut.
No,
a couple minutes. Yeah, Genesis might have an appearance on there.
Nah,
Genesis wants him on the shit. I ain't gonna hold you.
That's definitely
so actually, if you want, we go to the studio tonight at 12, probably at media to finish.
Let's do it.
And see, that leads me to the next point. You know what I mean? So like off air, we was talking this shit, but. I heard that boys on Shade 45. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, something like.
So, shout out to Lord Sear special, Lord, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out Sear, for real. Shout out Lord Sear. Shout out the infamous Amadeus.
Yeah, definitely infamous Amadeus, too. Yes, definitely. So, tell me a little bit about, or tell the listeners a little bit about that experience, you know what I'm saying? How that come about, and then, you know, during and then after the fact, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so
you know that shit like 54 million listeners, my nigga.
Hell yeah,
yeah.
That shit really huge.
They got a big
show love. Like,
yeah, they got a big base. So for real, like one thing that I will say, I know niggas ain't even asked me for it, but this one little joint, it's like if you got somebody around you that's really about the grind.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's like really see the potential and like really see what you see. You know what I'm saying? Even if they don't see it the same way or how you gonna get there the same way, they see the end goal and like what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could work with that. You know what I'm saying? You work with that and you build that and shit, because like that ass, like my manager, he ain't even like, he was literally like my nigga from college. You know what I'm saying?
He on the
like,
live too, shout out to him. He's been commenting this whole time.
Shout out Chu. He actually moving up here in like a couple of days. You know what I'm saying? So he in Long Island right now. But yeah, like he ain't really like know nobody like that at the time and X, Y, and Z. But between then and, you know, 2016, when we kind of got back reconnected and what have you, he was doing his thing and trying to learn. And he got, you know what I mean, he worked for or interned at an independent label with a couple of people that did some things and shit. And then moving forward, he just got this tenacity about him that he just. He hit people with boom, boom. Yo, he ain't replying. Let me get on. Yo. He be on my ass, but I'm like, just, you got it, bro. This ain't, you know what I'm saying? But that's what you need, you know what I'm saying? Somebody that's going to be pushing and, like, and he gets it, and he gets things done. So he actually, I told him what I was trying to do, and he just, he hit up Amadeus and like worked it out, talked to him, and he was like, yeah, bro, we got it. You know what I'm saying? We coming down, we going through. So we went, pulled up, and we went down. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to make it. He had some personal stuff going on, but Genesis pulled up with me and Beats Anonymous. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So like that was lit, and just really just the way they treat you, mm-hmm. what like the respect they give you and stuff is mm-hmm. like it not only obviously it's nice on their behalf, but it does something for you,
right?
Where it's like this is what it's supposed to be like, bro. Yeah, like, because you spend so much time in, like...
The grind.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? To, like, when you walk in and they're like, hey, Mr. G-Premacy, can I get you some tea, water, coffee? Like, looking, I was like, I'll take some water. Thanks. Yeah, I walked in, they had a big-ass board up on the wall. Like, what'd you say, a 70-inch, 80-inch, something like that. Shit. Like, big-ass screen. Yeah, and the shit says Sirius XM welcomes, and it was just scrolling names. It just said Mark Cuban, da da da, G Premacy. I was like, ain't that some shit?
It came up right after Mark.
Right after Mark.
You see this shit? This nigga is a billionaire, bro. A billionaire. I ain't supposed to be.
Man. Like, but yeah, it feel good, man. You know, like I said, the first time, you know, I got paid for a show. You know what I mean? It wasn't much, but. It felt good. It was like, damn, yo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Same way with the podcast, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, damn, yo. Something that, you know what I mean, just thought of in the sky came to fruition and, you know what I mean, made some revenue about it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? But that's the key to the game and shit, is about making that revenue and shit. And before we get off the Sirius XM, though, I was kind of disappointed because fucking... I didn't really get to hear the interview like I wanted to. Like I said, I was at the work spot. And I had to do something, so I paused it. And then when I went back to it, I had seen, you know, I'm watching it now. I mean, I'm listening to it. So I'm texting Genesis, like, yo, throw the round table with a shout out and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? And shit, by the time I went back to it was like an hour later. He was like, oh, bro, we left.
We was
like,
already gone.
I was like, damn.
We was in the Heatmaker studio.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that shit was random as hell.
The Heatmaker studio. How'd that come about?
We was
just walking through the Diamond District.
Yeah, they saw us coming out, because when we was walking into Sirius, it's just a bunch of people that's out there wanting to take a picture with whoever coming out. So like, it's Michael Rapaport walking in there, DJ Diamond D, like, you know what I'm saying? So as we walking out, niggas is looking at us like, okay, well, who is these dudes? What did one dude say?
Shit, I don't know. They all said, can I take a picture with
somebody had asked me if we was like DOS Effects or something.
Oh yeah, I don't remember.
It's one of the rap groups from the 90s. Where they asked if we was one of them, and yeah, I'm just like, yo, that's funny. Like, but these niggas wanted to take pictures, so dude took the picture. He like, yo, I got a studio up on the side. You know what I'm saying? So y'all boys should come through. We like, all right. They wanted to go check out some jewelry. No, I was like, nah, I'm going to the studio. We go to the studio. It's the Hitmaker studio. I'm like, what is happening right now? You know what I mean? Them niggas start playing this. Videos and songs and y'all trying to record something, like, you know what I mean? It's just, that was just crazy.
Yeah, that was lit.
So just random as fuck.
Random, bro. Mm-hmm.
That's how it be in New York though. Like every time we go down, like I was saying, that weekend with the Team Backpack shit, like I didn't know Fro was gonna be there, but Beats Anonymous, his roommate works at Duckdown Records, and he's like he handles for Afro. So he was there and like staying with us. And shit, and like this nigga went on Jimmy Kimmel that like the next night. So like he was, bro, we was walking around the next day. Like they was just, he did this joint called Box of Freestyles. We was walking around the next day, dude, we had everybody stopping us. Everybody, just gay dudes. Oh my god, you were on Jimmy last night. Like what the, you know what I'm saying? Like he was, yeah, like everybody, it's like that shit was crazy. But you just run into people, like we was running into like cats from Pro Era and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like all in like the same weekend. I'm saying,
it's crazy, bro. That's dope. It's a totally different environment being out of the city and being in places where other people are,
mm-hmm.
because you got so many different opportunities. And then once you tell them, like, once they figure out what you do, because matter of fact, dude, that's what he said too. He was like, I just figured out, I know y'all boys rap. I know y'all you hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Like they can sense it. Mm-hmm. And like anywhere that we've been, it's always been that sensory that people had. That's like, I know y'all boys artists, so let's go do something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's amazing.
That's definitely amazing. You know what I'm saying? So on that note, we're gonna take another quick commercial break. You know what I'm saying? We at the round table, the round motherfucking table podcast. Like I said, we sitting in the building with G-Premacy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Appreciate you, bro. We talking about the motherfucking transition today. You know what I'm saying? We talk about his life and, you know what I mean, where it's going. So, you know what I mean? You know what it is, man. It's the motherfucking round table podcast. And it's go time.
Proof of this, float like a pool in this. Producer said, what you gonna do with this? Man, I said, I like a fool with this. Ooh, bitch, I'm ludicrous, I hope they studious. I'm preaching a lesson, trying to teach niggas we living in heaven. Maybe I leave rap just to turn to a reverend. You want it, then get it, no coming in second. I'm on a new wave, what are y'all on? So rap double snakes, now y'all are pythons. See you trying to hang cause you got a tie on. And I'm top five out, better than Dylon. Dylon, 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 and Dylon. Killing every single beat that I ride on. Drop a little verbal heat, then I grind on. And focus on the next thing, I got my.
What a dude, our world, it's your boy Mr. S.Q. himself, Sir Quills, live on deck at the Round Table Podcast with my boy Waverly Jones, live and direct right now. It be the S.Q. Music. Hoo-ah! And one other thing, it's go time, so let's go.
Yeah, 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 once again, it's on, it's go time, it's your boy Wave Jones at the Round Table, the Round Motherfucking Table Podcast. We still in the building with G-Premacy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Still kicking this shit, you know what I mean? At the round table, you know what I mean? Like I said, man, I appreciate you coming through, man. It's been dope. Definitely dope night, you know what I mean? Definitely learned a lot about you, you know what I mean? That I didn't know. Shit, you know what I mean? Even though I only met you a couple times, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's definitely good to, you know, get to know somebody and shit, you know what I mean? But, you know, after the transition, what can we look for in store for you? You know what I mean? What's coming up next?
So we gotta get to finish getting together the rollout plan, but over the course of the summer we're gonna push out another video and then just kind of promo that is right up into October when we drop the project. From there, I gotta talk to management, but I think the plan is I'm just gonna start dropping singles. One a month, I mean, one maybe every 2 weeks, and we'll figure it out. But just something to keep momentum going off the project.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, then, especially during, not to cut you off, especially during this COVID shit still, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it ain't too much that you can do. Like, we was talking off air, and, you know, everybody that's an entertainer is itching to fucking get on stage and do something, you know what I mean? Just itching to get to the mic, so, yeah, but...
That's a fact.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I said, with the current state of the COVID shit and all this, you know, how have you been maintaining through, you know, through all this, though?
Man, I've just been writing and getting caught up on everything. I mean, all the shit that's I've been neglecting when the world was open.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it probably took me a solid, like, 2 months to really get caught up. Mm. And then from there, it was just kind of thinking about other shit that we can do to kind of maintain. So I started a live stream entertainment type platform that I ended up running like a festival on, but it was a week long. I started it 2 hours after I had the idea. Genesis was on the first night, actually. Him and the homie Tayamo Denku out of Milwaukee, and they killed it, you know what I'm saying? And then might have had one other set. But then I spent the whole, like, night and day getting together another, like, 3-4 people for the next night. I had to made this flyer and made a Facebook page, you know what I'm saying? And I did all this between, like, 6 and 8 o'clock. So I started inviting people. And it was doing all right. Then actually I had a couple people was like, hey, can I do this idea? So I was like, I mean, yeah, bro, it ain't really, like, mine. I mean, it was, like, early on, but, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? So it was kind of cool, but that shit was tough.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. That's why it does take a team, you know what I mean? And by you having a manager that's, so for, you know, ferocious and tenacious. That, you know what I mean, that lightens the load for you. You know what I mean, a lot. You know what I mean? And it does take a team. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. You could be Jay-Z, you could be fucking Mark Cuban, whoever. You still gotta have that team behind you. You know what I mean? You can't do it all yourself. Cause I be burning myself up with this shit, still trying to rap this shit. And that's why I asked the question about, you know, how you maintain through this COVID. Cause, you know, everybody was saying the same thing. Like, oh, I've been writing, using this and third. I fucking went in even dormant after that point. Like, I couldn't really think about that shit because I got this COVID shit thinking about all day, every day. If I'm touching this, if I'm sanitizing that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it was like, you know what I mean? My mind was off track, but now I'm back in my bag. That shit, it's go time, you know what I mean? It's definitely go time. Yeah, I don't know when my project gonna be done, but man, I'm not setting a date, but it's gonna be done very, very soon because it's not that many tracks that I'm doing, so. Mm-hmm. I don't want niggas to hear me on this one. You know what I mean? I don't want you to get overboard. Sometimes niggas do too many songs and then motherfuckers get bored during the middle of the album. Nah.
Yeah.
I want the factor where that joint go off and they come right back on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like right.
That type.
I feel you.
You know what I mean?
I feel you.
How did the name G-Premacy come about?
Man, it ain't shit too much to it for real. It started, it was fucking Gene Supreme for like 2 days. I was like, nah, that ain't going well. Gene Supreme. Because all my...
The clothing line.
Yeah, right, facts. Like, yeah. Now, all my niggas had names like Q Dollars and D Money. So I was like, shit, Gene Supreme. Then it turned out, like, Gene Supremacy. And I was like, why don't I make it longer? It's stupid. Then I was like... What about G-Premacy, and that's kind of how it, you know. So that's kind of where it originated from, but then I just wanted something unique, and like that, if somebody come up with the name G-Premacy, I was like, I know y'all niggas biting, I don't care how long you're watching.
Right, that's a fact. That's a fact.
That was a big part of
it. But, you know, it's crazy because, you know, sometimes other motherfuckers, well, 9 times out of 10, other motherfuckers come up with names for cats, you know what I mean, nicknames, rap names and shit. That'd be the story, but it'd be it'd be different where, you know, somebody else come up with their own, you know what I mean, concept. But, you know what I mean, I think the name speak for itself, you know what I'm saying. Motherfuckers, you know, some people got wild ass names, Schizo Killer 1 and shit, like,
who
the fuck is playing you, dog? Ain't nobody got Schizo Killer 1 in their household right now, you know what I'm saying, like, not riding to that dude. But yeah, I could definitely bake some G-Premacy out. Pause. But, yeah, I mean, so with that being said, you know what I mean? Before you go, bro, I got a couple questions from you I want to know. You know what I'm saying? So let's if you were stuck on an island for a whole year straight, you had 3 movies and 3 music albums to take with you on this island as your form of entertainment, what 3 movies and 3 music albums you going to take with you?
Damn. All right, let's start with movies. So for movies, I'm a fuck with I Am Legend.
Mm.
Okay.
You gotta get combat ready out there by yourself.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
I had to think about the psychology.
I'm probably gonna fuck with Four Brothers.
Four Brothers would be.
Mm-hmm. That shit fire. And just more so because it got a little nostalgia to it. The Long Kiss Goodnight.
Long Kiss Goodnight was good for
you. Know what I'm saying?
That's it.
That shit was fire. Mm. Me and my moms used to watch that shit all the time, like back to back up at the lake and shit. And she was always having, you know what I'm saying? That's a good ass movie. Yeah. And then, all right, so music. So you already know. Dun. I'm gonna ride. All right, so Hunger for More. Lloyd Banks.
That's it. You gonna ride.
That's tough. I'm gonna bring. Damn, just three.
Just three. It's hard, bro.
Yep. For a whole year, you'll be on recycle.
I had to do this shit like twice, and it's still
hard. Yeah, right. Nah, all right. Then I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna go with. Bust ain't even dropped no new. I mean, not that it's got to be new.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, but like the Genesis was like my shit.
Oh, come Genesis. On! Yeah,
I think I gotta go with Genesis, and then it's too many options, but just for time's sake, I'm gonna go with Blueprint.
Girls, I swear. Yo, that's one of the most slept on songs. That nigga homicided that song, nigga. Oh my God. Come on, because he broke it down. He broke it down so hard.
Yeah, no, that's.
Okay. I was forced to listen to it at that time. If you had the opportunity to star in any movie and remake and be any character, what movie would you? What movie would you play in it? What character would you be?
Just like to remake, like not do my own way. Yeah, just to be
just
as
to
a
play
character.
That character.
Yeah, shit. I would probably honestly, I probably do my fucking Denzel in Training Day.
Oh, man.
I ain't gonna hold you. I did a little acting back in the day and shit, and like. One of my audition tapes was a Denzel monologue.
Oh, word.
yeah, it's like, I'm putting cases on all you bitches. You will be putting, you know what I'm saying, that shit? Like,
that's
fine.
Shoot,
that's program,
fire.
Nigga.
So, that's fire. So if you had the opportunity to make one song with any rapper or any artist dead or alive, or any producer dead or alive, what artist and what producer are you gonna make that track with?
I think you already know this one, man. Busta Bus.
Oh man.
Yeah, and it's coming.
Oh man,
it's coming.
And who gonna produce that?
Who's gonna produce that track?
Shit, I don't know. we gonna see when the time comes.
Oh man. Yeah, I mean, with all the current shit going on with the COVID shit, we still gotta deal with the political bullshit and shit. You know what I mean? I hate bringing it up, but it is what it is. And hopefully in November it should have changed. But you know what I mean? Your thoughts on, the 45th.
Man, well, see, I'm from, like I said, Troy's pretty dog eat dog, you know what I'm saying? Very similar to Buffalo. And like, it's from a place that, like, you don't hope and wish for stuff. You, like, nah, nigga, you figure it out. You gonna make it through your childhood here and your teenage years. You gonna figure it out. You gonna come into situations. You gonna handle it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And, like, that's just how I was molded. Mm-hmm. So, like, the State of the Union is, like, some completely other shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But for real, like, my day-to-day, like, ain't a whole lot changed. Like, mm-hmm. I gotta move a little bit differently, mm-hmm. but the dynamic's the same. Like, I ain't never, you know what I mean? Like, I instead of cutting left, I'm gonna cut right today. Mm-hmm. But I'm still going to my spot. I just know now this nigga's over here, so let me hit this bus this way versus, oh, I gotta jump over this hurdle over here, let me bust this way. You know what I mean? So it's, I'm hoping, like, we getting some momentum right now, finally, as far as a people. And what's going on is like the mentality of divide and conquer from the the higher powers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm sure it's nigga cops that kill niggas mm-hmm. in cars, right? But they don't go viral all mm-hmm. to all hell. You know what I mean? Blah blah, because it's not as polarizing,
right?
As yo, this white cop killed this blah blah. Once they figure out that black, white, Puerto Rican, Hispanic, or whatever.
Police, period.
Yeah, versus police, period. It's like, yo, there's way, way, way okay, more of Nancy. Us. It's way more of us than there are of them. You know what I mean? And, like, the power in numbers is, like, a real thing. You know what I mean? So, like, I think once people kind of figure that out and can, you know, there's always going to be a level of ignorance around. It's not going to go anywhere. It's been the same, right. You know what I mean, since the dawn of day. But once we get to the point that enough people and we're moving in the right direction, and like right now with everything that's going on and with social media and the internet, it's getting enough awareness and it's gaining enough traction that like the whole world is moving. You know, so this is literally the biggest movement in like civil rights type history. So one, it's just, it's, do we see it through? Yeah. You know what I mean? And, yeah, right, and, and exactly. You know what I mean? And we come out on the other side and on a better light. But until then, it's kind of, it's not like a literal me, you look out for yourself, but you as a people, you as your, you know what I mean? Cause like when one of us can't change the entirety collective, it takes a collective of individuals trying to push that way. So on those, you know, in that time, you just got to look out for you and yours, you know, the best you can.
No doubt. Yeah, you know what I mean? I always hate giving, you know, answering that question, but shit, you know, it's got, everybody got a view and shit, you know what I mean? Because shit, it's still our livelihood at the end of the day. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, what's some of your favorite sports teams?
New York Giants fan. Yeah. Obviously from Albany. So yeah, we used to, when we was playing football. Yeah. I know. I had a good run in the early 2000s. I got me a few Super Bowls. So I'm cool with that. But when I was coming up, we was literally, our high school would do summer camp at SUNY Albany. The Giants would train literally on the other side of a snow fence. Mm-hmm. Just like, hey, right there. I'm like, damn, Michael Strahan's a big motherfucker. Like he really, right here. Like, he way bigger than he looked on TV. I mean, but, so it was like an infatuation because they did that since I was a kid. So we used to go over there when my brother was, like I said, my brother was 7 years older. We used to go over there when he was playing. So I was a little kid at the Giants training camp. Mm. You know what I mean? So, the Bills have become my number two, obviously.
Can't help it.
Being over out here. And then, number three. Number three, we got the Denver Broncos, you know what I'm saying, as far as football goes, because of that 1 year. It's funny, shit, as long as I was in Buffalo before I moved out there, I was out here for like 8 years, we didn't even make the playoffs. Right. I moved to Denver that year, and niggas won the Super Bowl. So I was like, well, shit, I could fuck with y'all. You know what I'm saying? But so they hold down the number three spot there, and then basketball is actually, I'm actually a Mavericks fan.
Okay.
Sure. That's not my one weird team. Like, everybody, like, I was like, nigga, why do you like that? Like,
it's just some sport. That's how I feel about football. You know, I love the Bills, but Tampa Bay always been my team. So niggas be like, oh, you like Tampa? Like, yeah. We got one ring at least. We ain't off the map. Shit, we own it. You know what I'm right. saying? But that's definitely dope. So, favorite thing to drink? No matter what.
Alcoholic, not alcoholic.
Whatever it is, favorite thing to drink.
I'm just period. Shit, probably period. Probably Snapple iced tea. I'll be killing that shit.
Man, we all got our favorites and shit. That's a fact.
Yeah, I'll be crushing that.
My new favorite is water with electrolytes. Cause if you got a fucking hangover, that's the only thing bring you back. I promise.
Yeah.
Water, electrolytes, the Gatorade don't work. We had the discussion the other day. Gatorade, Powerade, all that shit don't work. And no shouts to y'all, motherfucker. I ain't paying this anyway. But
you fuck with Essentia water?
No, what's that?
Yeah, it's like an alkaline water. Oh, but it's, yeah. Nah, but they gotta add electrolytes and all that shit. But they
smaller brands. The shit I had. That's the Body Armor joint. I'll be fucking with the Body Armor. Let me just get you right back.
Right back?
Yeah, we need that plug. I need that one right there. But, you know, being as you from, well, not from Buffalo, but you still from, you know, damn, New York, upstate New York, pizza or wings?
You say pizza or wings?
Pizza or wings.
Man, how you say or?
All right, bro.
Shit. If I had to, I mean, shit, if I had to pick, I'm going to go wings. I grew up on wings.
Wings?
Back in Albany, we had this place called Rusty's, my mom used to order from. And it was like, there wasn't like these steroided out extra jumbo chicken wings. You know what I'm saying? Like
it wasn't the Chinese restaurant. Like, where the fuck you get these wings? You should this
fucking right. Yeah. Right, the fucking jumbo burger of fucking wings. Nah, but they was like, it was a good size, but they was crispy, you know what I'm saying? And like, I mean, I used to get a garlic parm, and it's medium, and like, you know what I'm saying, between them shits, it was like, that was my first experience of chicken wings, like, I mean, like,
yeah. So I had pizza. Not just eating, enjoying yeah. them shit, right?
Yeah, I always had pizza, and like pizza was kind of pizza. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I seen it on TV. It was that pizza? I mean,
what's up, bro? Jesus, this my brother Bar.
Nice to meet you, bro.
Yeah, man. That's yeah. So flats or drums?
I fuck with them both, honestly. I don't need to be, but if I got a preference, I go drums for sure.
Come on, man. That's the side of his own, man. Yeah. And niggas always think I'm weird when I ask this question, but ranch or blue cheese?
Hell yeah, you weird. Blue cheese, bro. Man. How many people say ranch?
Shit, I say ranch.
Oh, you're not from here.
Man, I love ranch.
Oh, you a Tampa Bay ass nigga.
That's a Tampa Bay answer.
That's a fact. I put the blue cheese on my pizza and then dip my wings in the ranch.
Alright.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
With wings is interchangeable.
You could do it with ranch.
You could.
You can.
Yeah.
You just will always want to have the first choice blue cheese. And that's what we got.
Sometimes you get that extra chunky blue cheese, you just dip it in just a whole piece.
This is the best part.
Yeah, right?
I'm looking forward to that.
Mold and all, my nigga.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm going to get stuck in your teeth. Yeah. Little green
that's
shit.
Fat. You know what I'm saying? If you had an opportunity to be any type of superhero or have any type of superpower,
be a Genesis, nigga.
Come on, Genesis. That's a real answer.
Genesis. Nah, if I had to pick somebody y'all knew before 2000, then I would say, shit, honestly, my favorite is Sub-Zero, but I couldn't see the point of walking around freezing, niggas. Like, stay there, nigga. Like, what the fuck? So, I would honestly, I'd probably either teleportation or just or flying. Probably just teleportation or flying. I mean, yeah.
It's about the same. You probably get teleportation faster, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It, you know, that's what it is. So, you know what I mean? Closing out and everything, like I said, man, it's been a dope night, dope interview kicking it with you, man. Not even interview, just chopping shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
just,
yeah, you know what I
mean? And, you know, What can you leave with the people? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Something, yeah. You know, something you live by or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All I gotta say is, I spent 20 years growing and learning to be a man. You know what I'm saying? How to navigate life, structured life. Do this, do that. But it was for a reason. I mean, then I spent another 9 years thinking, damn. It's getting late in life, but then you realize you've really only been your own person for 9 years, making your own decisions, your own choices. And I think about how much fun I've had and how much, you know what I mean, excitement and the stories that I've been able to develop for myself. And the thing is, like, life, all you get is that dash in between the, you know, your birth date and your end date.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, live that shit. You know what I mean? I spent years working for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why the fuck don't I put that same effort in and just work for myself? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Find something you're passionate about and then find a way to, you know, monetize on it and build from it. You know what I mean? Find multiple sources of income, multiple streams of revenue, and mm-hmm. and do what you want to do and just live your life. You know what I'm saying? You can't live in fear. You
definitely can't live in fear, man. Cause shit, like you said, you only got that little gap in between the birth date and the end date, which we all got. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no running away from it. It's inevitable, you know what I mean? And with that being said, before we go, you know what I mean? Like I always say, you know what I mean? Salutes and shout outs, you know, rest in peace to everybody that we lost, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Whether, you know, this year, last year, or whatever RIP. Year, you know what I mean? Rest in peace to everybody, you know what I mean? Rest in paradise. And shit, like I said, man, we at the round table, the yeah. round motherfucking table podcast, sitting in the building with G Primacy, man. Uh-huh. And like I said, brother, I appreciate you, man. Definitely. Yeah, I
appreciate
man,
the love.
You know what it is, man. It's motherfucking goat time.
Yeah.
Yannick.
ELP Music. Go, go, go. I am the GOAT, I am the one, I am the one that they hope to become. There ain't no topping me, stopping, they jocking, they copy me, rock to the beat of my drum. I am the GOAT, I am the one, I am the one that they hope to become. There ain't no topping me, stopping, they jocking, they copy me, rock to the beat of my drum. I am the GOAT, 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 been the one to get it done. I am the one, 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 don't just mean where I'm from. I am the GOAT.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It is Love Bo Luciano, LBL, Dolo Boat, Boatery. We here at the Roundtable Podcast, Waverly Jones. Go time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once again, it's on. It's go time. It's your boy, Wade Jones, the Roundtable, the Round Motherfucking Table Podcast. Like I said, man, dope night sitting in with G-Premacy, you know what I mean? And before we go, my bro, let the people know where they can hear you and see you at, you know what I mean?
You already know. I appreciate the love, bro. Once again, my name is G-Premacy. You can find me on all social platforms. G_PREMACY on IG. G-Premacy on Facebook, the blue check. Then also subscribe on YouTube.
Oh, man. Genesis, man, before we go, let them know.
What's good, everybody? Y'all know what it is. It's Genesis from Four Below. Genesis 84. Go check out that forward, and I got Proverbs and Video Games and 2020 coming out, so it's nothing but music this year. 2020 is the year of vision.
You know, Piffy Trayums.
Piffy Trayums, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Fly Family, My Family, man. It's Fly Season, man. Shout out to the Round Table, you heard?
And Queen Beauty.
You already know, I'm in the back macking. Feel me? 716 Uncut on Facebook or Jazz Boy. Find me. YouTube, Queen Beauty, Instagram. It's Beautiful Productions. Let's go. The Roundtable Podcast, baby.
And you know what it is, man. The Roundtable Podcast on everything. Big shout outs to Rebel Radio 716. And also big shout outs to WNY Music, you know what I mean, .com. And it's go time.
Shit. Yeah. Yeah, this is D. West. I'm with Waverly Jones, and this is the Roundtable Podcast. It's go time. Let's go.
Yo, I'm going to leave you out with this following statement. Work differently today to play differently tomorrow. Go time.
So we got him a gun and a star. Now we out here with this aggression. No discretion, pressing, man, you know who you are. Spend your time in the mirror flexing. Now the resting, drinking at these Buffalo bars. But you ain't gonna bully me, him. We can turn off the cam, then the man, fam, and go hand in hand. But that's what you want, so I just redo the plan. Cause if I drop where you stand, then I'll end up in a can. Or it's bam, bam, brother, that's a man down. Pop him when he's top of me and get to make a damn sound. He probably got bullied as he grew up on a campground. I'm dancing all about what trying to prove that he a man now.
Tell them about that work. They ain't believe me. They see we coming up, they want me to see LED like a TV. I'll hold back they fire, but still sick they dog on they do with the illest attire. Treating us like some incompetent buyers, putting that evidence mad of them liars. I'm seeing y'all acting out, I see what the pain is. But why am I even stopped? Don't know what your aim is. 1 minute you just a cop, the next one you famous. Ay, 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 ay. Come on, it's dangerous. I'm seeing y'all acting out, I see what your pain is. But why am I even stopped? Don't know what your aim is. 1 minute you just a cop, the next one you famous. Ay, ay, ay,
and trust me, homie, wouldn't believe what I've seen. Pepper spray blinding my team like high beams. Even as a kid, we dream of sirens. Wish I survived, you can't advise me. We grew up on a block, been dodging them cops. Some pools and some block, candy and soda pop. Even to this day, some blocks a sore spot. Looking for the boys just off the bus stop. I ain't moving any yelling, wait a minute. Making sure we got it recorded before we did it. Before you hear pow, he'd sit that ass down. Still in my seatbelt, then he yelling, stop resisting. Really talking about it like he had permission. Got the press referred to the shooting like it was a mission. Niggas let him take a paid vacation under suspicion. Man, it's time to make a change. Ain't no more hoping to wish it. Sometimes I feel like they some hitmen for hire. Killing niggas, but they don't end up on a flyer. Probably catch a dozen bodies by the time they retire. But let me kill a printer and my ass will get fired. So I see one Minneapolis and each of the flames. Man, we done with all the games and societal change. You gon' hear us this time and feel all of our pain. And you can mark my words talking George Floyd name.
I'm seeing y'all acting now. I see what the pain is. But why am I even stopped?
George Floyd.
Don't know what your aim is.
I just like to see
everybody that died at the hands of a and that's rep police officer. Hey, 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 it's dangerous. It's time to change the shit.
Acting out, I see what the pain is.
We ain't laying down no more.
Stops. Don't know what your aim is. One minute you're just a cop, the next one you're famous. Hey, 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 it's dangerous.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.